This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. As chair of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, Mary Frances Berry has been a tough critic of every president since Jimmy Carter. She investigated Florida's voting troubles 4 years ago and lobbied for affirmative action on university campuses. Last week, Ms. Berry was forced out of her post. And as Eric Kneeler reports, her tenure was marked by partisan bickering and controversy.
Mary Frances Berry has never backed down from a fight. That self-determination could have come from her upbringing in a Nashville orphanage and her lifelong quest for academic success. She earned a law degree and doctorate on her way to becoming the first female black president of a university in 1976. In this interview with NPR's Talk of the Nation last year, Berry remembers how others treated her.
When I would play tennis on the campus, people would come from all around to stand outside the fence to watch me miss all the balls. And when I would try to ski, which I didn't know how to do, they'd stand and watch me fall down the slopes. You know, I was the new chancellor, and I was the first, and I was a curiosity.
Berry did not let these slights derail her career. In 1980, Jimmy Carter appointed her to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. 3 years later, President Ronald Reagan fired her. But she sued, and Congress put her back on the panel. After Florida's disputed election in 2000, she launched an investigation. The commission found no incompetence, but no deliberate fraud either. For Berry, the voting foul-ups in Florida reminded her of the same civil rights struggles faced by her own family in the 1950s.
And for years and years, people like my mother and my aunts and my relatives were told, you can't prove we intended to do anything to you. And as long as you can't prove that, then that's too bad.
In recent years, as more Republicans were appointed to the Civil Rights Panel, critics said that Berry just didn't want to hear any opposing views. This was a face-off between Republican Commissioner Jennifer Braceras and Berry in 2002.
I am aware of my rights under Robert's Rules of Order and my right to make a point of order about whether or not
Commissioner Braceras, you were not recognized.
Well, I would like to be recognized. My integrity.
I have not yet recognized you.
Other panel members said they were shut out by Berry and her handpicked staff. Republican Abigail Thernstrom was nominated by President Bush to the panel in 2001, but her opinions were never included in commission reports. Here's how Thernstrom described Berry's legacy.
As someone who ran an agency with an iron hand, allowing a lot of mismanagement and trampling on the voice of dissenters.
Thernstrom said that under Berry's leadership, the commission became divided over affirmative action, which Thernstrom calls racial preferences.
I'd like to move away from racial preferences being a litmus test and being front and center as the civil rights issue to talk about. I don't think it is.
Thernstrom said that now the commission will take on other issues, such as the education gap between blacks and whites. But Berry also has her supporters, like Hillary Shelton. He's director of the NAACP's Washington office. Shelton said that with the departure of Berry and another member, the civil rights panel is now tilting too far to the right.
It's a sad day in America when we have a commission that was set up like that, that for all practical purposes is being eviscerated from its mission.
And civil rights historian David Garrow says the panel's mission has become lost because of all the bickering.
What we see here is the same sort of intensification of partisan hatred and a partisan divide, you know, that we're seeing in so many arenas.
Berry would not return several calls to NPR. She continues teaching history to undergraduates at the University of Pennsylvania, and she probably will not remain quiet for very long. For Day Today, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.